This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 23rd. God's word to you today is content. Our scripture reading is taken from John 6:15, and it says, "When Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king, he slipped away into the hills by himself." As parents, we must understand the importance of growing strong roots so that we can model it for and teach it to our children. I shared with you yesterday how the host of a podcast I was listening to was expressing sincere shock at the number of people in their 20s and 30s that want to be manifested and be shown. Jesus is God, yet he did not let anyone shipwreck his destiny in God by accepting an untimely promotion. We must train our boys and girls to understand the importance of knowing, learning, and growing, and making it their priority. What is the preoccupation of your children? Is it with showing? That is the fastest route to untimely truncation of destiny. Our children need to grow roots and get strong. When the time of their showing comes, the God-ordained time, nobody would be able to stop it. People are pretty consumed with packaging. Packaging what? There is no way you'll package water that it will taste like wine. By the time you open the packaging, what will you drink? Water. But if you put that water in the hands of Jesus and follow Jesus, Jesus will turn that water into wine. And he, Jesus, will say, "Give it to the master, let him taste it." And they would be like, "Wow, there is no wine like this." You know why? It is because that water was submitted to the hands of the master. When you submit to the hands of the master, the taste, the sweetness of your life will bless many. Imagine if at the wedding in Cana, the servants brought the water to Jesus, but before Jesus spoke, the servants carried the water away. That water will remain water. No matter how you package it, give it the best branding and give it the best colors, by the time people taste it, their only comment would be, "This is water." But if that same water is submitted and remains in the hands of Jesus under the voice of his word, by the time the world tastes it, by the time they experience it, they will exclaim, "Wow, where has this lady been? Who is this young man and where has he been?" And others will say, "He has been with Jesus." Acts 4 verse 13 says, "The members of the council were amazed when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, for they could see that they were ordinary men with no special training in the scriptures. They also recognized them as men who had been with Jesus." What is the value of packaging an empty content? None. Colossians 2 verse 7 says, "Having been deeply rooted in him and now being continually built up in him and becoming increasingly more established in your faith, just as you were taught, and overflowing in it with gratitude." This is taken from the Amplified Version. No matter what phase you are in your walk with God, even if this is your first step, cry out to Christ. Ask for help to be more like him. Submit your life afresh or anew into God's hands and commit to focusing on growing deep in God and waiting for God's timing. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.fresh.com. gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.